Her name is Neethi. Go save the bacon, Mommy.
Hey, friends. I'm Neethi the pharmacist. Welcome to my food church. So I've had people say to me over the years, Neethi, you really need somebody to just follow you around with a camera because the information that we talk about in the food church is so valuable for everyone to hear. Even all the members don't hear it because I'm having these conversations with individuals throughout the day, all week long. And, you know, a lot of people that come to the food church aren't interested in being on camera. And so, you know, in an effort to protect everybody's anonymity and still be able to share these conversations that we feel like would benefit everybody, I decided that I would just put a mic on and record conversations that I'm having. So when you're listening to this, it might be that we started a conversation and then I decided, oh, I really should record this. And so, you know, it might sound like you're just kind of walking into a conversation or a discussion. And I'm not editing this because I don't really have time to do all that. So I thought that it was still meaningful enough for folks to, you know, possibly be interested in listening to it. So these are conversations that I'm having real time with real people in the food church, and I'm just recording them. And if they are of any benefit to you, then, you know, tune in. I'm going to call the series, you know, Candid Conversations. Candid Conversations. And I'll just list it like that and just do maybe Candid Conversation 1. I might put the dates. I'm not sure how I'm going to organize this exactly. But yeah, I hope that you guys enjoy this series. And if you could please, you know, give me thumbs up or something, make some comments, let me know, participate in the conversation, give us something more to talk about. Because whatever you comment, I can take that back to the same people and let them know, hey, when I posted this conversation, you know, these are the reactions of the people. And so, if you're interested in participating with us, you know, that would be how you would do that. But yeah, I didn't, you know, it's like I spend so much time doing this and it's for you. For the past 15 years, I haven't recorded any of them. So I guess we're getting a little late start on that. But I don't know. Hopefully this is valuable for you guys and you enjoy it. So yeah, welcome to the series of Candid Conversations.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So let's start where we were a second ago, reactionary. So when you operate as a reactionary person versus operating with deliberate intention, this is because there's currently a race to control our consciousness. They're wanting to control our consciousness, which they've been doing, which they started with television programming. That was how they started.
Radio.
Just keep,
even books,
newspapers. Like, but the difference was that once they were able to, they've never been able to control consciousness in the same way as they have been since television. Once television programming came out, because it is a combination of seeing, hearing, and emotionally being invoked. Because it used to be that when it was radio, then there were conversations. It was mostly talk radio and or live music.
But your imagination was still involved.
Right. Your imagination was still involved. And that was a big, big deal because they couldn't, like, you could distinguish reality because a lot of people would listen to the radio while they're sitting outside with their feet planted on the ground. So it would have been fine. You know what I mean? Or even if they're sitting around their house, most people's homes were still grounded. Okay. But now they get your visually and otherwise. And so, like she's, like Erica's saying, you have no imagination left. There's, even when you're reading a book, you still have your imagination.
Which is why I started Art with Aim, by the way.
Yeah.
Is because I'm an artist, but creativity is the key out of all of this. And we've had our creativity systematically destroyed through what she's talking about.
Because they've trained everyone to believe that intellect is, in fact, intelligence when it is not. Right. Intellect is only the left hemisphere of the brain, which is the masculine side of the brain, which has people operating in math and science. And
that's,
you know,
I find really hard to crack. Like, I grew up in Hollywood, Los Angeles, right?
Where I lived there
prize.
For a long time.
You remind me of a few people, but the beauty is the prize there, right? That's the thing. And very, in here, I feel like it's how many degrees and titles do you have, and what?
Because it's Research Triangle Park.
It's
right.
Very intense.
Like, they're so into the transhuman ideology, though. Here,
oh my
god, that's
gosh.
What I can't stand.
They dehumanize. So this is.
It makes it hard to connect.
It's
like
really
with
hard.
My kids, when I talk about future stuff with even other parents,
because
right
people hear, I love AI.
Well, they took music, art, recess, drama. They took
and
everything.
A formula.
They took everything out of school. So, like, my husband said to me, by the time our kids were getting ready to go to school, he's like, "Well, I went to public school. What's the problem?" I go, "Babe, when we went to public school, because I went to public school too.
Still doing it, but not on
it's just
level.
Way
no,
worse."
I said, "When we were in public school, the only thing that was in public school was reading, writing, and arithmetic. There was history and science, but the rest of the day." We were on the playground.
Yeah.
We were taking naps. We were in drama.
Well, they
in
also
music.
Didn't have surveillance and algorithms being systemizing everybody into the monoculture ideology. It's not as bad when we were
in
the 70s.
I mean, when we were in the 70s, the number one thing they were doing was trying, they were still trying to break everybody out of caring about each other. They were like, what we got in trouble for the most is stop worrying about her, stop touching her,
yeah.
Don't touch her. You're not supposed to care about her. You're supposed to care about yourself. Can you just care about yourself?
I also grew up north a little bit.
Yeah.
In the 70s.
She did. She grew up north. I grew up.
Which is different.
In Charlotte. And in North Carolina at that time, I mean, you got paddled. This is an interesting thing.
That didn't happen up north.
I know. I spoke to somebody who was from up north, and he said that they sent him to school down here for 1 year, and he got paddled one day. The principal tried to paddle him. He broke a window, jumped out of it, ran to his aunt's house, and then his mom had to bring him home because he got expelled because he broke the window and he jumped out of the principal's office. And then when the mom says, "Well, what happened?" "Well, he was going to paddle me." And I told him, "The only person that's going to paddle me is my mama, and that is all." And but at that time, I mean, when I was in school, it was nothing for you to get sent to the principal's office and he was going to paddle you.
Yeah, and I didn't have that.
Well, we did. I'm just telling you.
I was a pretty obstreperous
kid. Like, if you wanted to be like.
And I still didn't have that. My mom would literally murder somebody if they touched me.
Yeah.
Like, my mom don't mess around.
Right. I mean, my mom, I thought, would have murdered somebody if they'd have done that. But she knew
my mom
that there was a paddling.
Well,
nobody paddled me because I never got to the, I never got to the point of that. Right. Like, I never did anything to get to that. But I did get threatened by one of my teachers who said she was going to paddle me. And my mom was like, "What happened? What's going on?" And she intervened, and I don't know whatever happened. I mean, I don't know. I was in second grade. What I know is I didn't get paddled. That's what I know. But this woman, that particular same teacher was taking
ice cream. I can't even believe it. Like, now that I'm in my 40s, like, I can't even fucking, like, imagine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't have kids because I knew saw all this stuff and I didn't know how to fit in having children, even though I wanted them, because I'm like, I don't know if I can handle all this emotionally.
All of it, yeah.
Because I love my kids too much and I think I'd go crazy.
That's where I'm at, pretty
yeah.
much.
No, I get it. No,
well,
I'm
that's,
serious.
Yeah,
I totally
that's,
get
that's,
it.
That's why when we had, look,
that's
I was.
One thing to be
I was,
courageous on your own behalf.
Like, yes,
right,
but
right.
When you have
you
little
and I,
faces.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
I
but when
gone nuts.
So yeah. So I was pregnant already when Mina got sick. And if I was,
yeah, I know.
We wouldn't have had more kids. And I'm so glad that
I would have figured it out, I'm sure, but man, it would have been so much harder to
I
have
mean,
babies.
I'm more worried about people with the tiny ones right now. You know, like, I think to myself, myself.
They just decided that you can vaccinate the 2-year-old with this whatever.
Never.
With the nanotech.
Right. And I'm so, like, so oh disgusting. My gosh.
I got them all their main vaccines, right? Like, unfortunately, I didn't know any better and I got them all.
You can't, not only that, can't crucify yourself for the past, right. though,
I
by
do,
the way.
Though. I, have a hard
I know
time.
You do,
like,
but
I
don't. It doesn't
it.
Help you to do yeah. anything better now.
I did too.
But that's my thing.
Some people know. Never
Corey,
wake up.
Corey, are you listening to me? You're
you
better.
Did.
Your
I
kids,
know you know. It's like the
I
worst.
Mean, your
you
kids.
Feel this, like,
right. How do you think I feel it? Like, oh, and right this
yeah,
second.
Yeah, but you're doing
let me,
everything
let me
right
tell
now.
You something else. I also have a 19-year-old who's threatening me right now, who's like,
well,
I'm going
to
make sure.
To be part of the regular
right,
society.
Right, he's like, I'm going to make sure I do yeah. everything that
that's
they do.
The, I would probably.
And I'm like, oh,
I would
my gosh.
I prefer having the babies right now than having the 18, 17-year-old. Uh-huh.
I have a 14-year-old. She's yeah. tough. And that's what I
that's where I would
like,
have the hardest time.
Like mama does. But it's
no.
hard because the
teens are really hard. Own way.
Right. Right.
And normally that might be going off the path a little bit. And then.
Oh, no, not right. now.
Not
right
now.
Now.
Well, see,
the
this
world is.
It's extreme.
Right.
Like,
and I told him,
yes.
I was like, listen to me.
Yes.
I said, it's I am hard. Like on his head.
The teen
like,
would drive me nuts right
oh my gosh. I'm on his head all the time. And he's yeah. such a good kid. Like, he's such a good kid. And
oh,
just
he's
like,
awesome. But
right.
still, he's smart and he wants to break away from the
he's
parental
so,
over.
Yeah. He
it's
he
like
and I
path.
And I need him to
path.
like Joel's like Nithi, you gotta let him like go
to some degree. Yeah, that I
and
would
I'm
drive
like,
me nuts though.
And I'm
I
like,
couldn't do
I'm
it.
I'm like, I gotta be real careful where I let him go.
Yeah,
you know
that would I would rather have a baby right now.
Yeah,
100% than have a teen. You guys are way stronger to have teens right now.
I mean, especially
with the
unless
shit
and,
show right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, especially unless and until. They're like we've come out the other side because we got to come out.
Yeah,
the other side.
Once it's on the other
but
side,
but then it's reactionary
great,
thing. Let's
right
finish
now,
talking about the.
So right now,
it's so weaponized
have,
right now.
Right, we're still in the war. My husband has a normal corporate job, right? And he's you know doing great right now.
Yeah.
Right.
The,
everybody in the technology is doing great right now.
Yeah. Well, he's in real estate, but everyone's moving here to get out of certain places.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, mm-hmm. but he works for a home builder and it's a private company. So they did not make him vaccinate. Otherwise we would have left, right? There's no way in hell we would have done
I'm
that.
So glad.
They can't even do that.
Like
they
I'm
can't
so grateful.
The HPV for my daughter happened the year before COVID. So that started me questioning things, the homeopathy and then COVID hit. It was all like, just, and then it blew the
I
lid
see
off
that
of.
As a divine intervention on
I
your path.
I do too.
Yeah.
And it's like just
finding you should be very
even. Like,
grateful.
How does this even happen? Like who finds her? She's in this... You know, but it's like I pray.
Well, this is again natural law.
When you're looking,
so you're gonna find the truth if you seek it.
Yes.
So if
your
you're seeking,
question, though, I was curious
so
what this question,
question
was.
What, I guess we're like, well, what do you do? Do you just quit your job and go out in the middle of nowhere?
No, you don't do anything drastic. You do steps, increments.
That's a reactionary thing.
So I grew up my grandma,
yeah, that's a fear
ranchers.
Response.
Right.
So I
that's
say
a fear
do
response.
Incremental, like getting backing out, but not jumping out.
Well, you need to operate
plan.
In truth. So you have to operate in truth. What is the truth? So you just have to constantly.
What are your goals too?
Right. What do you want?
Because your goals are probably radically changed.
Yeah. Right. But see,
so you need to refigure out what they are even to
people
make,
don't,
to make a path towards them.
People don't know, like if you were to ask a random somebody, anybody right now, what do you want?
I want to be in the wilderness as much as possible.
No, but
shooting
no,
guns
but,
and planning
I mean,
my own food.
Okay. But honestly,
I'm
you,
not kidding.
Well, let me ask you this. So for me, I grew up, my grandparents are both cattle ranchers. My
oh,
mom,
awesome.
My mom, so this is what happened. My mom was the city girl. My dad was the Joel, right? They're very different people, but my dad had a temper, so we don't have a relationship. But my grandparents helped raise me, and I was very close to them. But I did grow up, when I left home at 13 and went to live with my grandparents. I worked the ranch. I got a big wake-up call. So I have been part
this
of this
is why world. You're awakening.
Yeah, that's why you know.
People. That's maybe why it hits me.
No, it is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But a lot of the things that like I, you know, so I feel like in a way I when I left the ranch and went out into the world, it's like I was making my way and I'm the city girl. I like to dress up. I like fancy
yes.
things. I like all those things.
I do too.
It's hard for me to like, oh my God, do I got to go back to the ranch? Do I have to
you
go back?
You can have, the thing is that
I love certain parts of it,
but
certain
you can
parts
have,
of it I don't love.
I mean, you
the
can,
culture
you can
parts
have
of it you can recreate when you recreate a community with
yeah.
people who are like intelligent and
competent.
I'm a worldly person.
You got to be competent.
It's not just like you become
right.
a peasant.
No, yeah. you what you're doing is you're trying to align with people who are competent. So this is what I want to make clear.
Exactly.
Is competence is required because knowledge is required. You have to have knowledge and you have to take action. You have to have knowledge and you have to take action. Well, you can't take action if
without
you don't know what you want.
Exactly.
And without, so first you have to know what you want so you know what you don't want. And then when you know what you want and you know what you don't want, now you start walking towards what you want. Well, to know how to get what you want, you have to have knowledge.
Right.
So then you start seeking.
It's a constant balancing act.
You're constantly seeking the knowledge for what you want. And you're having to constantly make a decision. Oh, but you've never been allowed to do this before because you don't realize it, but you were only ever doing what the little box told you to do.
Yeah, because they've been infantilizing you into believing you don't have your ability.
That's why you think.
We don't go buy land and just buy it outright now.
No, listen to what I'm saying very carefully.
No,
you're going to shut down everything.
But here's the thing is, don't let the fear of that.
Right.
Trust that the universal process.
Correct.
Is letting you walk the path that you need to walk.
We were just talking about this a minute ago. When I said to them that what I want and what I can have is not the same, and I have to rethink my whole freaking structure to fit what I can do reasonably so that I just don't do nothing.
But you just have to realize that it's a building process, though, because
correct.
What you want might be what you can have, but it might just not be on the time frame that you want.
Because is there time? This whole thing is
you
just,
have to
yes,
not
otherwise,
let yourself go
you,
there.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Because
you can't
have a rational thought process if you're in an anxiety state.
Plus,
how do I get out of that anxiety state?
Breathing.
When you're taking in all
taking
this crazy.
A step outside.
Well, did you just get
realizing
the knowledge?
Realizing that, like, this moment we're in right now has been a positive. Look
yes.
for the positives. Focus on the goals, but don't let the – because it's a balancing act.
This
if
is
you
when
have
your
to cross
spirituality
a tight
has to come in. Yeah.
You
and
have
you have
to be
to,
balanced.
Right. But you,
or you're going to fall.
This is where your spirituality has to give you the strength. This is what I'm talking about. People don't say they're religious and all this
yep.
stuff, but then they don't actually walk
do
in
the
any
work.
Of that. Like, do walk
yeah.
in
you
it.
You can be
so
call
what
yourself
is,
whatever
what
label
is the
you
truth?
Want, but do the work.
What is the faithful truth is that everything is on time. God is God not always on time?
That's right.
No. Okay, well, is fear a thing?
No.
There is never anything to fear.
Fear
except
is
fear
the
itself.
Illness causer.
Fear is a disease.
Yes.
That's what I have to get from. I think that's what I'm struggling with. So overwhelming.
Well, you don't believe
you get overwhelmed, take a step out, breathe, do something you like,
and believe
walk,
in the truth.
And just realize
that
you're a one person in a big system.
Yeah.
Right.
And that you play well, your role.
Even just for me is one thing, but being a mom
I know.
At this point.
That's
like,
where you
well, you're
have
controlling
to keep
them.
Shit together.
So how about you want to know how much time you have? You have as much time as from your oldest one to when they're 25. They don't have any skills to have any foresight until they're 25. So my kids know they don't graduate out of our homeschool until they're 25.
Plus kids,
because
I just
they
had
have
this
no
intuition.
Foresight.
Kids react to your emotions
right.
almost more than what you're saying.
Right.
So that if you're telling them stuff and you're doing in a fear moment and, you know, you better listen to me.
Then they're going to be
gonna
panic
like,
attack.
Yeah.
Right.
They're going to be like, change the channel on mom.
Right.
So yep. you have to be centered in order for them to resonate with what you're saying, because kids mm-hmm. are very good at picking up frequencies.
So you can't get up and you can't say, I am this person, I'm that person, I have all this faith and I'm so whatever.
Yep.
No, you're lying to yourself because
we
you're not
practicing
that. We emulate
people that are calm.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to be
those
chill
are the people we
know.
Go to
right.
when we're like quiet
right.
and calm and
yeah.
that we're going to trust somebody.
And how do
you,
you
want them
how,
to trust you?
Right.
Then yeah. you need to be centered.
How can you yeah. how can you believe even for a moment that you would find out about something so late when you're so proactively seeking it out all the time?
You are way ahead of the people
a lot
that
of
are
people.
Circling the drain right now.
Yeah.
You're not in there. You no. just feel the empathy.
Yeah.
Well, you're trying to save people, which
I
keep trying
yes.
to explain
yeah,
to you.
You're
that
feeling the
you
empathy.
Can't save anybody.
And you're
like,
grieving, which
right.
is also okay.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to happen. It is.
Be
it
okay
is real.
With it.
Right.
It really is like a death.
It is.
It is.
No, it's not really like
it is.
You're,
so
it is. It
is
your
is.
Life. It is a whole. Look, we had to grieve.
Everything
we
thought
grieve.
Is over.
Yes.
Right. Well, every.
And you need. To readjust.
No, I mean, even my husband is halfway in denial about
yes.
that all the time because
and
he's
it's
like,
okay.
but I'm happy. with what I'm doing.
We
and
all
I go,
go into
good.
Denial
you
sometimes.
Need to be. Yeah. You have to be happy with what you're doing all the time. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing and you're doing it joyfully because I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And also that is allowing us to move forward on this side. And he's letting me do because he's supporting what I'm doing because he knows that this is also what we want. I'm like, we're a team. We're doing the best thing that we can for this moment, you know, and we're going to move. And, you know, because I think that he thinks a lot of times like I'm just slamming him because he's doing the thing that I'm saying don't do. And I'm like, no, I'm saying that this is where we're trying to go. You already know that. You have the skills and the knowledge to be able to cross the line and do what you're doing on the other side.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is tangible and real. That works
on
both sides.
The fact that you
sides.
Already have safe food that's not weaponized.
Right.
Yeah. Is you a just huge, need to big keep deal. Building on those things.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's you just need your to, way out.
Right.
Is
and
the
clean,
one scoop clean at a
time.
That
up, clean that up one bite at a time. And
yeah, you
the
can't
more
eat
powerfully,
a whale at once.
The more powerfully that you walk into real health, because if you do food, now you got to do your medical. How do you do the medical? Eat the right food. Oh, how do I do the medical? Oh, eat the right food. How are you do the medical?
Products, like every, my whole life, like any,
right.
like
yeah. But
just,
think of
that's
how
why we have everything.
Cortisol is
right.
So you have to try
so
to keep your stress.
I, this is what. And, I'm at that last chapter of that Red Pill book, and it's starting to like, how do you implement these things? And one of the things, like you were saying with your husband, is like, be find the thing that brings you joy.
We're built to last, okay?
Right.
I
we're gonna
healed
regenerate.
Myself from major illnesses.
Right. There are people who are way
major.
Worse off than what
you're
we are.
You're built to last. I'm 46 years old. Yeah. You are built to last.
Yeah.
So if you take the steps and you take the breaths and you take the like increments.
If you choose to live, you're going to live.
Yes.
If you want to live, you're going to live.
As much as it is a physical manifestation.
Well, mentality is the number one principle in natural
law.
You
have to give yourself credit.
All,
I
feel
like
you're
like in the self-punishment. Like you're self-flagellating.
Right.
It's funny. I don't see that myself. My mom used to always say that to me. So I think it's probably.
It's because of your love for your daughters.
Yeah.
And that's
great. Well,
you're
trying to be responsible for them. And so you're having
forgive
to
yourself,
because
though.
You're mourning because you're mourning everything. Because you're mourning your bad choices.
Yes,
I had to do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
I went through
yourself because they need you.
Yeah,
to.
But you know,
you, like in so many ways, you're like it was right in front of me. Why didn't I see any of this?
Your little girls
right.
don't want you to be punishing yourself
they're
because
fine.
You did the
yeah.
best you could do,
and they're
and
just
that's
happy
more than some parents will ever do.
And yeah. they
that's one number
right.
one.
That's true.
But you yeah, do sure. have to remind them now. Because, but this is what she does, right? She brings them here. They have to sit here and listen to this all the time. And so, you know, like.
Because they love their mommy and they realize that you're going through something.
Why do you
and
think
they want
hanging
you to be
out
okay? Because they love you.
Right. And they're listening to this.
It's a symbiotic.
This
all the supermothers are like, we're the only ones that know the good stuff that's not going to hurt us. So we got you. Like,
they were so cute. Let me just tell you what they did. So
yeah.
They were
it's
just
symbiotic.
Like, they were like, hey, We wanna do this thing, and because
they
saw
all their own tour money, it was like so
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They go. Can we do it? And then Jaya rings them out, and she tells them how much it is, and my heart almost broke because they were like, oh, God. And then
quality.
And they're like, okay,
quality cost.
So this book. So the best
lesson.
No. This is one of the twins goes. So Jaya goes, well, do you want to put something back? And one of the twins goes, no, she needs that to go with that. So then one of them goes, I have money in my book bag. I'll be right back. So then she runs out to the car and I go, okay. And so they come in and they like dump out all of whatever they have. Right. I mean, they were so close to the whole total. And I was just like, this is fine. I said, we'll work it out. You just don't worry about it. Like we got it.
Because I had her money in a separate thing, and she's like, you have to bring money because I only sweetie the money for that. But they're trying to make a good choice. They have their school parties.
Well, they only wanted the best
so
for their
sweet.
Mom. So they were, but listen, it was so sweet. They were just like, well, she's gonna, she, we can't not do this or that because then
they didn't
this
go
is
cheap
that.
On me. That
no, they
sweet.
Didn't.
No. They were just
been,
like
they were digging in their back
no,
book bag.
No, they were just like, we got it. And I told him,
I
go,
so excited to give that to me. And I saw him in Sweetie's bag, and I was like, Did you get me a steak? I get pizza. I was like, y'all give me some steak and I get some ribs in there. And they're like, yeah.
It was so funny because Jaya was like,
you did a good job then.
She was like, we should have gift bags. We should have other things that we, you know. And I was like, oh yeah, we never really thought about that. But it was fun. It was fun for us too. Because we were just like, well, you know, I said, you got a ledger here. You can just like, you know, you can come pay off on the ledger a little bit or whatever you got to do. And one of the other members saw this whole negotiation going on, and he was just like, that is cute. Like, that's so much fun to watch.
It's so nice to see that still exists, because when you look at the kids on the internet, you're like, oh my God.
No, and they were just like, well, we can do it. We can do it. It's fine. Like, I mean, you know, because Jaya was like, should we do da-da-da? No. We'll figure it out.
They pulled a ton of weeds. So we were working on our backyard, and the guys clipped one of the lines. We had no cable for like the whole weekend. So Cal made it a weed pulling party, and then it became whose cow was bigger. And then Cal was like, okay, I'll pay you if you do these extra. So we used all of that money and all of it to buy new. Like Mother's Day stuff. So they're the sweetest. They really are good girls.
And they didn't want their sister to know.
No, because
that was the other part. They were just like, they have a big sister. And I said, and then one of them was like, well, you know, she probably could give us some money or whatever. And the other one was like, no, this is from us.
That's right.
This is
from the team. Yeah. The team. Work and I always joke, we're like, I wish we had a twin. Like, they're
like, only we're doing
I just this. Had this like thought as I'm listening to you, because I told you my mom's an identical twin.
Yeah.
And like, my mom's like you. Where you can just look in her energy field and tell, I know she loves me with her whole life.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. But my aunt is my mom's identical counterpart.
Yeah.
Is she her yang? Her yin to her yang.
Like, she literally does not have that.
Yeah.
And that's why all of her kids are mentally ill. Like, all of the children she had have serious mental problems. And they're brilliant. They're brilliant people, but they have serious issues.
Yeah.
And the reason is because she's a very deep narcissist. And when you look in her, she says all the like things that you're supposed to say, but you can just tell that she doesn't actually feel it.
Right.
Like, she looks at you and says all like, I love you and you're great.
Yeah.
But it's only insofar as how you're a reflection on her.
Yeah.
So
whereas
it's a social media
you
post,
have
right?
Your daughters being so great is because they look at their mommy and they know that you're like really plugged in.
You're like
to your
real
emotions for that.
But see, that's the difference. Then we keep trying to explain to everybody what's real and what is not real.
Yeah.
You know, and what is the test of that? Well, you know, that's the moral compass.
It can look the same.
That
but
is
it
the moral
necessarily
compass.
Be the same.
Right. It's not the same. So and right now they're creating narcissists with social media.
Oh, they've been creating narcissists from their psychopathic overlord bullshit for like ever now.
Yeah.
You can't, I call it trickle down psychopathy, actually.
Yeah, like the drip
effect.
They
want us to be narcissistic because it helps, because you can control narcissistic people so well.
Because they don't talk to each other and they don't care about each other.
Their appearance of things. Yeah, they care about what everyone thinks about them.
Right. Yeah. Right. And they're the ones who want to be equal.
Yeah.
Equal.
They also do the virtue signaling like crazy because they care what everyone thinks.
And they think you think the same thing, but you don't. And so when there's someone like us,
then they just, oh my God, she's different from us. We've got to kill her.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what
we have to smash it out.
Yeah. So then
it's too real.
So they're trying to smash us out and say, you know, like, well, she's mean.
Because
she's mean. No, I'm just going to tell you the truth.
Yes.
And you don't like it.
They have like this tiny little soul force inside that they're trying to huddle together to protect. And you're a flyer.
We have this. Why do you think that we can see this? Or why is it like
that's for the divine to know? I don't,
yeah, we
take
don't know.
Responsibility
I mean,
for figuring that out.
Yeah, right. I mean, the fact that we're
I just accept
like,
what
you know,
is.
The fact that we were able to align with the truth. I mean, I didn't do it until freaking like crisis hit. She had crisis. Most people.
My health was a wake up.
Yeah. I mean, look at, something can I happens. Show her?
Yeah.
I mean, she's been cut. She's been butchered.
Yeah.
But this is just like the. This
I
is,
have a
this
total
is,
hip replacement, total knee replacement, total revisionary.
Like, why? Like, why? Why does this have to happen?
And I was vaccinated by a military vaccine experiment.
And
in
I cannot.
The 70s.
I also can't tell you how many kids right now, out. First of all the kids that are in the street right now, they all have rickets. They are all breaking bones like crazy.
Plus the
how
diets
many,
they've been contaminating. They've
because
been doing this forever.
That's the reason they have rickets is malnourishment. So yeah. That's
so
the
is
reason.
Obesity.
Correct. Obesity is malnourishment.
They're starving.
They're starving
for nutrients.
And also their problem is that
calories are not nutrients.
They're also in constant artificial light. So it is a nutrition problem.
Oh my God,
problem.
Don't even get me started on the LEDs.
Yes,
I hope
okay.
you're stockpiling.
No, okay, so here it is. Okay. It's not even just that. But also, how about don't?
Incandescent light
no,
bulbs.
No, or just don't. How about don't? How about
go
to freaking bed? How about just go to bed? How about when the sun goes down, go to sleep? You know, save money.
How about, how, like,
just gather around the fire.
Like that, right?
Right.
If we got up when
right.
the roosters were up when it
right.
was early.
Yeah. Right.
And you need to start going back that
right.
way.
So what yeah. you need to do
at
is.
At least you know what that is.
So
right.
At least you know what that is.
You want to know
That's
why?
It's called quantum healing.
Yes, yeah. it is. It's quantum yeah. biology. And it is healing because we produce light, but we're solar powered. So if we don't go outside and get, did you know?
We're water and energy
did
beings.
You, right. Did you know, or we're electrical and water.
Yeah.
But did you know that we also have the power to photosynthesize?
You were just telling me this from your book or something, right?
No, nobody can hear me. Until like the 25th time that I say it, because I say it, I've said it to you.
Because you only say 10,000 things yeah, in a download of 30 seconds.
Joel says it's like a water drinking from a fire hose or something.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
That,
it's like
that's what it is. I feel like that. And that's why it's so good.
All the Beneath the wind tunnel, it's like in a Chicago corridor.
Right. So you're able to photosynthesize, which is the reason. Why you can make food inside of you.
This is everything our senses
which
is absolutely impossible.
Right.
It's
which,
crazy.
No.
Yeah.
Also, this is our superpower, yeah. is that we're the other, are you ready? One more bomb. I've been saying this, but you don't really hear me yet. Maybe you're going to hear it today. I think you'll receive it today. So today I'm going to tell you, ready? We produce light within our bodies. That has a Kelvin so high it's stronger than the sun. We produce our own light inside, internally, because we're light beings. And that's how we make the food. That's how we photosynthesize.
You want to know something that I learned? I gotta go, unfortunately, because I was.
Yeah, I gotta go get broken.
But you know what I learned in Russia when I just got back from there? I worked with a scientist and. Out there, I'm working with a lot of people that are inside of this whole thing and for true medical and scientific ethics. Mm. Anyway.
You mean they're morally
yes.
operating.
But
you
they're
we'll
for truth.
There?
Well, they're already,
there
like,
are
like
plenty.
Meat is doing regenerative food, these right. scientists and doctors are organizing international
But we
coalitions.
Can't talk about them because they kill them.
There's a lot of
but they're censored.
Like the water, like the element of water, like some of these things that are coming out.
It's
something.
Not coming out. This is all old news. It's like everything I'm telling you, like Tesla knew it, which is why he's dead. I mean, everybody knew this. This is ancient knowledge. This is ancient
well,
knowledge.
Well, it's partly taking the ancient knowledge, but also they've hidden technologies. They've kept
because
black
it was ancient
so
knowledge.
Much stuff.
Right.
Because like the, I mean, we could go into the whole mud floods and the
Okay, we're going to do this
Empire
next time. Are you
going
to come?
Stuff.
Are you going to come next time? So we're going to do this again.
Like,
we'll do it again.
So much stuff.
Now I'm going to have everyone yeah. here. I want to know uh-huh. all the things.
I mean, there's just so much stuff to unpack. But
there
like,
is.
So today I want to finish. I want to finish making one point, with your permission. I want to finish making the one point. So I know that you haven't heard me 100 times when I've said that you photosynthesize, but because I just told you also that you create your own light. Energy, which is the reason why we photosynthesize, which means we make our own food inside of us. So,
but that's why they have to keep us out of balance because you have to be in a proper balance in order to synthesize.
Well, now let me just say this. It is the reason why we are obligatory carnivores. And because all
life
we can,
lives
the
on
only
life.
Thing that we can photosynthesize is glucose. So we don't need one more bite of sugar. Which is one more bite of plants. We don't need plant material because our digestive system converts everything to sugar or glucose. And that is the reason why we have to eat animal fat. We're obligatory carnivores because we produce our own food, because we produce our own light, because we have the ability to photosynthesize just by being in the sun. And that is the reason why they want you to wear sun blockers. and they want you to put on shades.
And that burns in the chemicals into your skin.
And,
too.
Right,
that's
right.
An added
and,
plus.
Right. And they do all this stuff. And when they do that and you follow their orders, which order followers are immoral, let's just go there. Okay.
That's starting from the first sentence you said today.
Yes. If you don't, if you just don't, just stop following freaking orders. Don't do things unless you understand why. I tell everybody.
Even the Bible says that you're going to be alienated from everyone and everything in order to follow the truth.
Correct. Because they told you the truth in the religions they created to divide you. So they tell you the truth. It is required of them to tell you the truth because you have free will. And you have to choose to follow them.
But a lot of these things are also just road signs that your path, like you have to have the ability to take in the information and process it in order to know what road signs are actually the real truth to follow.
Correct.
Because everything's just a road sign to the truth. Even what we're saying right now, as well-intentioned as we will be in trying to deliver you something meaningful, it's still just a road sign for your own process.
Right.
And what you to retain on your path towards your own divine truth.
Right.
But you have to be willing to be alienated from everyone and everything in order to follow that, because sometimes it'll take you away from everyone because they don't want you to be, because that alienates them from having control over you, getting energy off of you, all the things that they're used to, the order and the system of things the way that you were before. So when you follow the truth, you change. And therefore, you have to be willing to walk away from everyone, potentially. Doesn't mean that you will lose everybody. It just means you need to be prepared to follow the truth first.
Right. And you might lose them for a little while. But what's amazing to me is that after doing this for 15 years, I'm finding that a lot of people are like, oh,
my God, yeah.
She's not as freaking crazy as I thought.
Exactly.
Or whatever. And 2020 just made people either appreciate me more, yeah, or come back to me or hate me more.
Yeah.
And it's interesting and fascinating to see that there's people on the other side of the planet that I'm related to that follow what I'm doing that did think I was like, you know, batshit crazy. And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
they're like,
I've had that happening.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
People who were like
goodness,
total like horrors to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have
yeah.
come back and be like, okay, I need your help because I see what you were trying to say.
Right.
Now.
Yeah. And they have, yeah, I've had people do that to me. I've also had so many people that have quit the CSA and then come back and say, we thought you were nuts.
Yeah.
And we were
brilliance
so
looks like insanity.
They're looking at me like I'm insane. And I right. know exactly what they're thinking, but I can't not.
It
say
just
it.
Means
That's
that you're ahead of the herd.
Yeah.
And they can't see what you see
because you're already
ran
way
up ahead.
And then you came back.
Yeah. And
you're like,
she's
oh my
crazy.
Gosh, this is up front. And then they're just like, that can't be up there. And you're just like, I would slow down because you're about to fall off that cliff, brother.
That's it.
You
that's
know,
it.
You're just like, I'm
you
coming back.
Yeah. People. You
yeah.
show
but
them
you
what
can't.
You
so here's
and
the
And that's
thing.
Another thing. You have to accept that.
Yeah.
So here's that's. Let's just close it with this. You can't look back.
Yeah.
Remember, what's the biblical story? When you look back, you turn to salt.
Yeah. Lot's life. Yeah.
Right. So you can't turn around because everybody who does, they fall apart.
That's a good point.
They
yeah.
fall apart because
you have to live in the present. That's why it's called the present, because it's a gift.
Yeah.
That you have to be
right.
present.
And then
here.
You have to know and have knowledge for the future.
If you give all your energy away to the past mistakes and you give all of your energy away, the rest of your energy away for the possible fears in the future, you
yeah,
have nothing for right now.
How are you going to walk?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we're not saying don't plan. We're saying be planning and deliberate
but
and
be
intentional.
Present.
But be
and
present.
Yeah.
Right. You have to decide that whatever has happened, I don't care. I wash it away.
Yeah.
You know, I have to do that every day. And I do that. I was taught by my aunt. She says, you sit in bed and you're supposed to review the day and know what you did and then think about it. And then you have to forgive yourself and decide that tomorrow, whatever I did, you know, all these things that mistakes that I made, or you realize something, when you realize it, then you have to just, you know, try to walk out of that. And I can't tell you, she might be able to, I don't know. I mean, I know that there's things that I've said to people in here because whatever's happening that day. And I've gone back to them and said, oh my gosh, I said this to you the other day. I'm really sorry. Like, I, you know, didn't remember that you told me that this happened. It happened with Beth. I mean, she lost her dog and I didn't, I knew it and then I forgot and then we're busy and then she comes in here and I said something. She got upset and I was like, oh crap. Like, you know, later I was like going, oh my gosh, she was upset because of this and I didn't remember, you know,
we all do it,
and
yeah.
You know, or whatever. So like there's things going on, or it might've been more stupid where I just totally said something to you and I didn't know something about you. And then later I found something out about you and then I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like we just have to learn how to own these things. And that's what I've learned running this for 15 years is there's most of the people that have been here know there's been a time when we've not liked each other or whatever, but we need each other and we get through it. And then we love each other a little bit more one day later,
yeah, right.
Because we figured out something that they didn't know about me or I didn't know about them or whatever. So we're growing together.
Yeah.
And that is how communities always were. If you watch like the Little House on the Prairie show, even,
yeah,
you know, there's that mean old Nellie Olson.
Get your hand out of the cookie jar
or whatever. And how many times did they hate her? And then they would always stand together. And then when the town, you know, like they would all come together.
She was a psychopath, though.
Well, when they grew up, they ended up being friends, you know, and they worked together or whatever. And they helped her deliver her baby and, you know, all the things. But like, you know, it's a lifetime of these things. You have to have grace. And that's what they're trying to kill out of all of us is as our care. That is the key. You have to care about other people and you have to care about the ones that you don't like.
And not doing the virtue signaling pantomime of caring, because that's where the narcissism does come in. But that's what I was going to say about my scientist friend. She told me some stuff that she wouldn't tell me over the internet, but like that there are real cloning programs. And she was telling me that the reason, because she's a very Orthodox Christian.
Yeah. Well, she's
in. Yes.
Okay.
And so she's into her orthodoxy. I'm not like that, but we're still very close friends, but whatever. that's a ton of the other thing. But she was saying that because she's very high up in the Russian government and her family is very entrenched in that work, in high level university work.
Yeah.
They've been like a long line of science. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that she knows that they're doing cloning. That it's an absolute fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe
that it's a technology that's been being used for a long time. And she said, and the reason like why they want to do the cloning is because those people don't have souls and they don't have the ability because they weren't God creations.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually look like us, but they literally have nothing inside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to contemplate with your comments about being light beings. Is that she was saying that they've been trying to create an army of the opposite by doing these
the dark souls
AI and stuff too, right? They're trying to do all of that. They want to create robots.
I mean, they're way ahead on a lot of things. I mean, if we've seen it in a movie, they've done it already. So, like,
I have to say, it's pretty astonishing.
Uh-huh.
Like, people think that Russia's like backwards, that they're like living in the dark ages, but they're leading the world in their
technology
underground technologies.
Yeah.
Their engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that most of NASA, which is already a total other tangent,
right,
has Russian engineering in it, and we're supposed to be enemies?
We're not enemies. Also, that's a whole joke.
It's a whole illusion.
If we have a Russian conversation, forget about it. Like that would be a whole.
It's just another dimension. Bipolar,
right?
Because they like to keep us bipolar,
right?
But they talk about a multipolar world. It's more like a bipolar world.
Yeah.
But like, it's just the illusion of conservative and liberals.
So is it just going to keep all this stuff
black,
spinning
white,
out of control until
vegan,
it just
meat eater.
Crashes? Or
well, first of all,
boom,
there's
boom.
No crash. So this is
we're
what's going to
happen.
So
they
here,
can all
here,
fall away and
here,
crash, but we're
gonna,
not going to.
No, there's no crash that's going to happen. What's going to happen is everything's being unveiled. It's going to roll over.
It's a revealing.
And it's an unveiling and a washing away. So all the devils are just going to wash away. Is it going to be hard times? 100% for everybody.
We're in the crucible.
It's going to be hard times for 99% of the population because they have no idea what's going on.
I'd say it's closer to 90 to 95.
All right.
I think a
She's
lot of people
She's being very generous. with
but I've been doing this for so long, and the amount of people I can talk to now compared to even 2 years
but they're
ago
still, but they're still gonna
is
struggle
so radically different
right yeah. A lot of those folks are still gonna struggle though, because like they might just be
struggling
right right
I'm struggling.
There are parts and pieces that we're like confused about or not sure about or whatever. My whole thing is that walk in morality, know that you are doing what you're doing is moral and correct, do no harm. And as long as you're doing that and you have integrity, you know, and just keep loving everybody where they're at. Like, you know, if you're doing that and you're moving towards being as radically self-reliant as possible, then you are going to be fine.
Yeah,
you're
and
going
also
to be fine.
Real life connections. Like a lot of people
we're
are
here.
Constantly still, they want you stuck on the phone.
They want us to have
and
Zoom
and on the
meetings.
Computer and on the TV.
Everybody wants me to have a Zoom meeting for whatever I'm having
but
for a
meeting.
They
don't like this.
Right. I'm like, bring
it's
yourself
a little bit better
because
this is here. They're still able to go through the quantum computing of our demographic right now. And they're using all of our passive data in order to cultivate their strategies at all times.
Right.
So
they have,
like
they,
this
have
here.
They have
if this
they
weren't
have,
here, they'd hate this moment.
Right. They have an inside they have inside leaks and whatever. But even this is the funniest part. Even with all the advantages that they have on us because they're spying on us, they suck. They can't win. You want to know why?
Because they're totally not creative
because,
and soulless. So they're black holes.
Exactly. And they have no love. So
they're black holes.
You
they're
cannot,
literally inversions on reality.
And immoral people can't win.
They can't.
They cannot win because they suck. Because
as soon as the black hole comes next to the light, it's revealed.
Exactly.
Immediately.
And the minute the light
so that
is
always
seen,
wins.
Every time the
we
light
the
comes
Trump
into
part.
Every time the light comes into the room, you can't unsee the light.
Which I also hate about Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they always used him as the Trump card.
Oh yeah.
They're very
you know,
literal.
I'm like,
see,
how
this
come,
is the thing
how
is
come,
people think
yes.
they're crazy.
No.
Because we just point
yeah.
out what's so obvious.
Right.
And they're like,
it's
that's
so
crazy.
Obvious that you think it's crazy.
Yeah.
This
right.
is what I tell Kyle.
Well, this
so
is
so in your face. Or they're doing it and saying that
it's
you're doing
so
it.
Well, did you
oh, yeah,
did
that's
you not
the
know,
gaslighting.
Did you not know that
gaslighting.
So Hitler said, he's famous for saying this. He said, you make the lie
so,
you make
so
the lie
big.
So big and you put it on repeat
it's
and you make it loud.
His strategist came up with it.
Okay. Well, he got credit for it somewhere.
Goebbels is very important too, though.
Yeah. So anyway, whoever it was,
amazing.
They said you make the lie big. You make it
nobody
so
will believe it.
Big that nobody will believe it. You know?
Because they can't believe in
so here,
evil. That's
okay,
why.
Okay. Yes, so right. So let's just say this then. Let's just say this.
Benevolence has a hard time accepting true evil exists because it
right.
always wants to make excuses for true evil.
Because mm-hmm. you just want to love
benevolence
them a little bit more.
Is the nature is you always want to make excuses for what true evil is and try
right.
to excuse it. But A, try to explain that it can exist because
yeah.
it's just not possible. But
yeah.
it is.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's the problem, and that they know that. True evil knows that.
Right.
It's so crazy to me
right.
because I feel like I can't talk to anyone for those reasons because the things that I see, it's like...
But that's where you have to meet people where they're ready to hear you, which is what
yeah.
we've been talking about, where you get the starter pack.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
well, maybe
you
we're
have
creating
to have a starter
that.
Pack that's designed for each person.
The whole problem
yeah.
is nobody's going to listen to the starter pack, even if we put it together with I don't care how many
OCD.
Red bows. Like, we can put all the red bows on
their
it.
OCD.
Yeah, we can
like
put all
the starter pack, but people can't even hear what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm trying to talk
like,
to
you're
people,
saying
like,
it nice.
No, I know, because it's all incremental.
Right.
And the starter pack is different per person.
It depends on how strong their brainwashing is, and the brainwashing is
exactly.
Yeah.
And so the mind control and the brainwashing is powerful.
Yes.
And so some
oh my
of them,
goodness.
Some of it can leak in and some of it can't leak
she
in. Oh, yeah. All right, guys. So
well, I hope
we'll continue to be continued.
So I hope you'll contact me because it's fun to meet people. Like,
I definitely will. I'll
to be continued.
People like you excite my brain and my heart because
people like you help me see.
I've been doing this for so long and I have been excommunicated for so long.
Yeah.
Like I've always had to be like 40% of who I am to get
to get by.
To get in the world, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I tell my husband.
For not to be completely rejected and completely, like, treated like a heretic.
Isn't that why we go to events? And, like, I had to quit drinking altogether. But it used to be that I would just go with a drink and stand in a corner and, like, watch.
But even at events, people aren't ready to hear what I'm saying because it's too intensely evil, like, what I'm pointing out.
Correct.
Yeah. But I don't care anymore. Like, that's the thing that she didn't tell you. Is I don't care if I burn people's faces off anymore.
Yeah.
I really, and that's not lacking in compassion. It's like, okay, if you're late to the, the thing is if you're,
right, we're trying to whip
friends. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you like it, please share it with all your friends. And if you are interested in knowing my story or learning about the nonprofit work that I do, then please read my book. I'll make sure that there's a link in the notes. And while you're at our website, then, you know, you could become a sustainer and help support regenerative agriculture. We really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.